up, players? Welcome to the first episode of the Playcast with the player and the Padawan. I am Jack North, your resident player.
And I'm Cards, joining Jack here as the Padawan.
Welcome to the Playcast, Cards. Would you like to introduce yourself to the audience?
Sure. So I come to the Playcast and Soul Player as a newbie, someone who is relatively new to game, not completely a beginner, but my background is that I'm here to learn, and as such, I have lots of questions, hopefully some that Jack can answer on the podcast and that everyone else can benefit from.
And that is exactly what we're going to be doing here. On this Playcast, we're going to be taking questions from Cards and also user-submitted questions, and we will be going through them, talking about them, and answering them. So, if you have any questions, feel free to email them to me, jacknorth@thesoulplayer.com. So, Cards, let's go ahead and get started on today's question. What is your first question today?
That is a good question. So, my first question will be, how are we able to most effectively learn game, right? So as a beginner, I recognize that my time is limited, my time is valuable, and so I want to make sure that the way that I spend my time getting better at game is the most effective way to be doing it, right? Like, I don't want to be spending 5 years trying to practice something that gets me 20% where I could have been spending that time and getting, you know, 5,000%, right? So what's really the determining factors that let you level up in a way, like, much quicker than just going at it randomly?
Sure. Absolutely. Now, the best thing you can do, and you already know this, but the best thing you can do is simply to do something. So go out and do your approaches. Go out and talk to girls. But if you want to do it more efficiently, then what you're going to need is you're going to need a partner. Preferably somebody else who is already at about the same level or maybe a bit higher than you. And if you have a partner, it's not just a wingman, but more than that. In fact, a partner can be a big motivating factor for you when you go out, as it doesn't give you the chance to pussy out. You don't get to avoid approaches because of whatever excuse your brain thinks of. And also, you can have some outside feedback. Your friend can see what you're doing or hear what you're doing and maybe give you some help. Another thing that you can do to really help improve your efficiency in improving would be to have your friend record your approaches. And you can do that with just audio if it would be too conspicuous to use video. But if possible, use video as well. Because a lot of your communication is going to be registering in your body language and in the way you approach. That's especially true in Korea, where we have a natural language barrier, but you can still communicate non-verbally better than verbally.
Yeah, definitely. I think I read somewhere where it's more than 80% of your total communication face-to-face is non-verbal. And so making sure that you're putting out the right tonality, you're putting out the right body language cues, like, you're not closed off, you're not, like, you know, holding your arms next to your chest, like, portraying, like, oh, I'm, you know, scared to talk to you, right? You don't want the girl to feel like you're scared to talk to her, even if you're saying the same words that Jack would be saying. Like, they'll come off in a very different way just because of the way that you're presenting yourself. And so and it's really hard, additionally, to be able to judge yourself on your own body language and tonality, right? So it's really useful to either record yourself or have someone critiquing you and giving you feedback so that you can actually improve.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nearly impossible to see your own body language, especially whenever you're doing something like approaching, where you're kind of focused on the approach and on the things that you're saying and on how she's reacting. And there's a million things going through your head while you're doing it. So you probably don't even notice that you have unconsciously crossed your arms whenever you walked up, or put your hands in your pocket, or something else that is giving off the wrong signals and the wrong vibes. And it even might be something as simple as your posture. Having a different posture or a different way that you walk, those things can have a greater impact than you realize. And you won't notice them yourself, but you'll see them on video because they're very pronounced that way.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of having a million things going on, how would you recommend someone who's new to game, like, should they focus on trying to get everything right on the first time, or are there aspects that they should focus on first and just work on that before they move on to the next thing?
Well, you're not going to get everything right the first time, and you're not going to get everything right the 100th time, or the 1,000th time, or the 10,000th time. I know that, because nobody gets everything right, and I'm no exception to that. I make mistakes, and I do weird things all the time. Maybe I have little tics or small things that I don't realize that I'm doing. There's no point in trying to aim for perfection, but aiming for improvement is the way to go. Whenever you're just starting off, if you're just starting off, especially in Korea, I would really recommend doing as many basic approaches as you can. And these can be so indirect. Like one that I've done before whenever I was getting started was simply asking for directions. And that doesn't really convert into attraction building, but it does get you started and get you used to the process of see pretty girl, go up to pretty girl, talk to pretty girl. And once you get that thing down and you're comfortable with simply doing that, then you can add to that and you can expand on that and start getting a little more direct and start aiming to elicit some more attraction in your conversations and interactions with these girls.
Yeah, I think when I think about just anything really, like if I think of anything that's hard, if I think of where I am now and where I want to be, like the gap may be so massive that it's like, well, it's impossible, right? But if you think about it, you just break it down like, okay, what's the next logical, like the smallest gap that I can jump, right? And so if you, the thought of just going out and approaching a pretty girl and like asking and getting her number, if that's like way too much, then it's like, okay, just go up and give her a compliment, right? Just walk up and say, hey, I like your dress, and then walk away. You don't even need to stop for a reaction. You don't need to see what she says. You just go up, give the compliment, walk away. You're like, all right, you get pretty comfortable with that. And then you just go up the next level on the ladder, which is, you know, hey, like, can you give me directions to the Starbucks? And then once you get comfortable with that, then you go up and be like, hey, where's the Starbucks? Oh, by the way, I think you're really cute. And then go with that. Like, probably not going to lead to attraction, but it's the next step up. And then soon you're comfortable with that, and then the next step is just going up and doing a direct approach before you know it. But it's all about the baby steps.
Absolutely, and the approach itself is probably the scariest thing for most guys, especially starting out. So simply doing that and simply getting used to that will increase your confidence in approaching, period, every single time that you do it. And even if it's, you know, even small things, like if you're at a coffee shop and you chat with the barista a little bit, just a small conversation, that is not quite the same as an approach, but it puts you in the right mindset and it gets you used to talking to pretty girls. Unfortunately, most people have to work jobs where they don't have a whole lot of social interaction during the day. And, or if they do, it's not really adult social interaction. So it's not real social interaction, not in the same way. And so we don't have a whole lot of practice with doing that. And it's almost just rote conversations, as in like, oh, could I please have a coffee? Yes, that'll be $3.50. Okay, here you go. Thanks. Bye. And that's it, right? It's almost robotic. It doesn't mean anything. But if you stop and actually try to engage the person in conversation, ask them how their day is going, tell them something that you're happy about, tell them something that you like, tell them that, you know, you really want to see a movie, ask them if they've seen it yet. Just small things like that. It doesn't even have to be a seduction or a pickup kind of conversation. It can just be a conversation. That's still a step in the right direction. And it gets you used to having conversations with girls.
Yeah, definitely. And once you get used to having conversations, the next step becomes easier. And it's also, you know, just about building that habit, right? Because once you get in the habit, it becomes a lot easier to keep doing it.
Sure. And we will talk more about some different habits that you can build and different ways to improve on this in our next podcast. But for now, that is where we will finish it. So thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next time. Players out.